B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Mr. Stein?
Eddie, is this you, Eddie Taylor?
Yes, sir.
How are you, my friend? How are you, everybody? It's been a while. Attorney Eddie Taylor, Esquire, he's been a longtime friend of the show. Yes, he is an attorney, practicing attorney, getting his degree at Buffoon Cookman. How have you been?
I've been okay. I wouldn't be telling people that I'm a practicing attorney.
You know what? I haven't heard from you in a while, Eddie. Are you still a practicing attorney? I should ask that before you come on.
I'm no longer recognized as
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're no longer recognized as an attorney.
Yes, sir. Due to the fact that there's a lots of paperwork involved in maintaining a law license.
Yes,
they want a lot of fees, and you've got to have what they call continuous education.
Yeah, you got to be updated. You got to go and be refreshed on that. You passed the bar. I know you passed the bar, and you put a name on the door. You used to have billboards all over town, and you're not doing it anymore because you don't want to keep up with your continuing education.
And you got to file paperwork.
Yes, you do.
Certify this and that,
okay,
and whatnot.
Fair enough.
I decided it's too much work.
What are you doing now?
I'm cutting grass with a push mower.
You went from being an attorney to cutting grass with a push mower.
Yes, sir. Ms. Sarita Williams said that would be the best thing for the family, and I go around with my little old pickup truck,
yes,
and my push mower.
Okay.
And she say that way I keep my physical body in shape.
That's true, Eddie. It's so good hearing from you. Why are you calling in today?
Cutting grass is all well and good.
Yeah. You cut any lawns today? Did you cut any lawns today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Looky here.
Did you just say looky here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What? So
yes,
what?
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So
why are you calling, Eddie?
Throwing myself and all of my energies at is trying to raise these children right.
When are you going to make Sarita an honest woman and marry her, and then you get all the kids have a daddy again?
She claimed they had tax advantages.
Yeah, I understand that, and you're a lawyer. You should know that. You should tell her about the tax advantages.
Well, I was sick that day at lawyer school.
Okay, understood. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What can
yes,
I help?
Sir.
Yes, sir, Eddie. What can I help
yes,
you with?
Sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What can I help, sir?
I've been having problems with the younger child, Malcolm.
Yes.
Because every time that I try to point out to him what should be a positive role model.
Yes, sir.
He always gets on his telephone and looks things up to argue with me.
Well, you know what? I think you're a man that has lived a long time, Eddie. You know positive role models,
yes,
and you know negative role models.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. For instance, I suggested that he may want to use as a role model,
yes,
a prominent African American role model of Reverend Al Sharpton.
You want him to use Reverend Al Sharpton as a positive role model, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I don't know what you deem as a positive role model. There would be some to question that.
He come back at me, and he say that Al Sharpton is not a good role model.
I would agree with Malcolm.
The man is a fraud,
yes,
and used to be a thug for the mafia also.
He was a bag man for Don King.
To Warner Brawley's, yep, was a hoax.
Yes, you know what? Never let it be said, and I've known about Serena's children for a long time. Young Malcolm is a smart kid. He's a good bookworm.
This is a rebellious child.
He's not rebellious.
And so he say, I don't want to follow Reverend Al Sharpton.
Good.
I say, well, you know, looking here, what about Representative Maxine Waters?
Another one? He won't, but no. That's not another good role model, no.
And he comes back at me and says that she the most corrupt member of Congress in history.
She is. Yeah, I mean, doesn't he discover his own role models, though, Eddie? I mean, you're going around trying to tell him Al Sharpton, Maxine Waters, and he's point for point telling you, I don't want them to be my role model.
Well, and I said, finally, I said, looky here, Malcolm.
Looky here.
I'm going to bring out the big guns.
Okay.
The role models of role models.
All right. And who's that?
Nobody can argue with Billy D. Williams.
I won't argue with that. Billy D. Eddie, I don't know if you know this. I know Billy D. Williams.
You know Billy D. Williams?
I do. He's been a guest on this show. Billy D. Williams. Mr. Colt 45.
Nothing goes down smoother than it. Colt 45.
Yep, that's Billy D. Williams.
And then he
Brian's song. Oh, was he great in Brian's song and Lady Sings the Blues? Oh.
And then he was in Star Trek.
No, he wasn't in Star Trek. And it's Star Trek, and it wasn't Star Trek. He was in Star Wars. So it was absolutely. So, did Malcolm agree with Billy D. Williams?
Well, sir. I'm not proud of this, but the boy come back at me, and I struck him.
You struck one of Serena's children?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, I think you'll agree with it, because he say, well, I looked up Billy D. Williams, and he one of them weirdos that think he a woman.
What?
Just like the Wheaties box man.
You talking about Caitlyn / Bruce Jenner?
Yes, sir.
No.
And I said, you do not speak that way about Billy D. Williams in this household.
No, I would agree with you on that. I wouldn't strike the kid, Eddie. I wouldn't strike the kid. What? Where's he getting his sources from?
An Esquire magazine.
He's on the cover of Esquire magazine, Eddie. I got a subscription to it. The guy's cool as hell.
And that he told the interviews that he wants to be a lady.
No, no. No, he didn't.
Well, I don't need to read article.
You need to read it.
That Billy D. Williams would never say something about being a feminine woman.
Well, he kind of says, do you know, Eddie? Do you know how?
Sir?
Eddie.
Sir?
Eddie?
Sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, Eddie, sir.
Yes, sir.
Eddie. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Eddie, I'm going to agree with you. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But do you know, let me use a little scenario for you. Take your betrothed, Serena Williams.
Yes, sir.
She's a woman, right?
Yes, sir.
But she also has a mean, strong side, almost manlike at times with the way she handles things, of being in control and taking charge and, you know, almost sometimes being manlike. You know what I'm saying?
What I'd say is that she kicks like a mule.
Yeah, well, there you go. He's just saying that, like all people, he has recognized and he has come in touch with his feminine side. What do you know best about Billy Dee Williams? How he dresses. He's got the best clothes. His hair always looks perfect.
Well, that's the feminine side. He got the best mustache I ever seen on a man.
And he's just trying to tell you that, as all people do, he has his male side and his feminine side, where he can be sensitive and caring and emotional, and then he can also be tough. It's not anything to do with him turning transsexual and becoming Caitlyn Jenner. What is the matter with you?
Well, looky here.
Looky here.
I don't understand all of that. Maybe you can clear it up for me.
I loved him in Nighthawks with Sylvester Stallone. He was fantastic.
Have Billy Dee Williams laid with a man?
What? Be more specific about that, Eddie. I don't want to talk about that.
How specific you want me to be?
Look, you ever share a bed with somebody?
When I was a child, I shared a bed with probably seven people.
All right, were they brothers and sisters?
Yes, sir.
All right, so suppose you went to camp out and you had to share a cot with, like, your next-door neighbor, Stevie.
Well, that never happened.
Well, it happened to Billy Dee.
Oh, good Lord.
Always good to hear from him.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise.
listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
To work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. My name is Stan. This is my friend Mark Haney over there. Been
Hello.
Friends for 30 some odd years, give or take.
Well, yeah, let's just round it off. We didn't start as friends.
Oh, no. We've known each other for, let me see. I got to get my machine.
I think I considered you my friend.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
Before you considered
that's
me
a bunch
your
of
friend.
Crap.
No, it's not.
Let's see. Today is 2020, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Didn't we just have a New Year's?
Yeah. Hold on. We have known of each other's existence. Wow, that's good. For 33 years. We've known of each other.
We were aware of each other.
And we've, in one way, shape, or form, have worked together for 33 years. We've been friends probably for the last six.
You see...
I joke around. It's probably longer, seven or eight.
No, I've heard you say it before, and you were being honest.
What? I'll be honest with you right now. How honest do you want me to get?
I believed that we were friends before we actually were. I considered you a friend before you ever considered me a friend.
What year did you consider me a friend? What year?
Um, 1994.
Oh, see, I considered you a friend before 1994. I considered you a friend.
Well, I considered you a friend in 1990. But then in 1992, it was apparent that that was not being reciprocated, and so then you went back on the neutral list. You never became an enemy again.
No, you never became an enemy.
Well, you were an enemy of mine.
Yeah.
Initially.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm
saying.
That's
how we started out
as enemies.
Like Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah. But, you know, we realized that it had to be, in the beginning, a friendship for both of us to survive. And it has turned into, and I'm not
that's
even.
Not, that's not true. It wasn't to survive. It's because I read the Bible and I believe it, and I believe that I had acted wrong toward you and had to ask your forgiveness.
Make amends. And
yes.
I was more than willing to accept it. And then I consider you today like a blood brother.
Oh, yeah.
I told
Dr. Bastardo that you should be considered family as far as medical decisions.
Yeah, I should be, executor.
All I wanted to do was
I'm not making you executor out of respect to you, because why would you want that job? There's nothing there. It's just paperwork and probably liabilities.
Well, yeah. Thanks. Again, that's why we're blood brothers. Yeah, leave me out of it. Leave me the hell out of it. Yeah, I don't want nothing to do with it. But I didn't want to go down this road. All as I was introducing you as Mark Caney, and then through the glass for good reason, Rob Sho, who will be producing the show today.
And I don't know who to blame.
Well, don't blame me.
But I now realize, because I've been trying to adapt and overcome.
Yeah.
But I have been sick for a week now. I just realized it today. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm getting a little better. And I'm going, well, you were sick.
Oh, you had a little bit of a bug, maybe. You didn't have corona or anything. and here's something I didn't know about the coronavirus. And everybody hitting the panic button. And here's how, you know, Haney, like being a little hypochondriasis.
What?
And you say, oh, geez, what is that? The coronavirus? What do I have? The flu? They had one of the super doctors on there down from Texas.
Dr. Oz?
Dr.
Phil?
Yeah. Here's the difference. Where if you're walking around and you're saying, is it the flu or do I have something worse? A little side note to that. They say sometimes people are walking around with corona and don't even know they have the corona. They think they feel fine. But they said, what's the difference? The flu, this year's flu, has killed far more and has infected far more than the corona. Here's what they said.
Well, it's because this is a weaponized virus with elements of the AIDS virus to help it spread.
Right. Here's what they said. The flu, your flu that's going around right now, is muscular. So that when you have the flu, everything aches on you. Your arms ache, your shoulder aches just to move.
I'm familiar with it. I think that's why I've been doing much better, because you remember.
See, I had a flu shot.
You remember that I've had the quote-unquote flu on multiple occasions, and I don't think it can get me full on anymore.
The corona,
is engineered by man as a bioweapon. It's meant to spread very easily, cause panic.
It is mainly a chest lung thing with the coughing and the chest congestion, and that's where that gets you. Flu, muscular. Corona, respiratory. Meaning,
I've just had a bitch of a sore throat for like a week.
Yeah, I think that's your tonsils. It's not. You don't have it.
I didn't think so.
I had.
But you know what they say.
What?
And what they really don't want you to know.
What's that?
Is you're right in that the corona thing is basically a variant of the flu, severe flu, but the transmission is what worries them.
Oh, yeah, they say it's very catchable.
But what they haven't told you yet...
What? Is that it's an AIDS?
AIDS is in it.
It's manufactured out of China.
Well, it was actually...
To blow up the economy.
It was actually stolen from Canada by the Chinese, who claim they could be trusted with bugs like these. But they initially said, 14 days is the period.
Yeah.
No, you can be walking around for 24 days and not know you have it.
And I heard they had a story, I don't know what to believe, that somebody had the corona, got better, caught it again.
And that's where I was going. And what happens the second time is it doesn't attack the lungs like before. It's like a totally different thing and causes fatal heart attacks.
Yeah, well, they said one time. I got a
Well, I'm impressed that you even knew that.
I read.
So you understand about the laboratory in Wuhan.
I told you days ago it was manufactured out of China.
No, well...
Yes!
It wasn't manufactured. China couldn't even come up with it. They had to steal it from the Canadians.
I know, but where was it released?
It was released in China, but it was stolen from Canada, and they got the culture from the Middle East.
Where's Trudeau?
Where do you think he is? For doing the soft shoe and blackface somewhere.
We'll be back.
Son of a...
Stan and Haney.
Literally,
please,
son of a bitch.
I just wanted to say hello.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the broadcast. That means we're going to give you a chance to win in about an hour. We'll play Stan's Three Strikes, a lot like the Family Feud, but not quite. And then later on today, as we do every Thursday, our question of the week. Give you a chance to answer our question. It's not a yes or no answer. It's your story. And I think that... this will prompt a memory for you, prompt a story, and we'll take your phone calls a little bit later on today. So there you go. And, of course, we got the grab bag coming up here a second. Rob, never mind. I think I hear Haney coming in. He probably had to go and take the last drag or two of a smoke.
What?
Jeez. Just because you got two drags left.
I haven't.
What?
You know, I give and I give and I give and it's never enough
never
for
enough.
You.
It's never enough.
You okay?
I'm good. Let's do the grab bag.
Yeah, win some prizes.
Yeah, that's not later on. This is audio grab bag.
I don't know. I'm starting to think we should just go with it because everybody thinks that's what it is.
No. You know who thinks that's what it is? The greedy people that just want to grab something.
See, I'm a big fan of knee-jerk reactions and snap decisions.
Yeah.
The guy I work for in Ocala.
Yeah.
He found out that when we signed on the new station, that people were referring to the station as something similar to the call letters, uh-huh. but not exact.
Yeah.
So he did a knee-jerk panic and changed the call letters and imaging
what?
To what he thought people were calling it. And so the next time he found out people had just figured out what it's supposed to be called,
and then he switched it.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Well.
With the corona, everybody's canceling everything. All the fears.
Oh, the world is canceled, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty close.
When they said... did they say they were giving themselves 3 months before they cancel the Olympics?
The first time I heard it was brought up last night that they've actually put into play the Summer Games. Don't know. Fashion, they've had this fashion week with the upcoming fashion
because
and all that.
The Olympics is supposed to be in Japan.
Yes, in July.
In summer.
Yep.
Yeah.
But these big fashion places are canceling and just doing a video fashion show. There should be, you know, a medical mask fashion show.
We now go live to the medical mask fashion show.
Up next is Chin Lo from Beijing. He's sporting a sheer light blue paper mask with elastic earbands and a medical-grade carbon filter that traps and filters air molecules from deadly viruses made in China.
He'll be staying alive and looking fabulous with function, form, and comfort.
And here comes Aunt Ruthie, just back from a cruise ship.
You go, girl!
And she's wearing the N95 respirator from 3M. Comes with a dual air valve for easier breathing.
But I don't think she'll be cruising again for a long time.
Up next is Gwen. She's decked out in the fashionista face mask with the cute puppy dog print.
It's paper thin, and it probably won't stop the coronavirus.
No, but she sure looks hip.
Yeah. Well, if you look good, you feel good.
That's
well,
right.
We'll see.
Keep it here for more from the Medical Mask Fashion Show.
Is his head in a plastic bubble?
And you know what? A lot of this is going to be self-inflicted. And I say that because, well, how many people that you know are excited about booking a cruise about now?
No, it has a domino effect.
And I can understand it as far as cruises in Asia, but I'm sure you saw a cruise out of Miami through the Caribbean, and all of a sudden, Jamaica and all the ports are saying, no, you can't stop here. And it's because of one guy from the Philippines that's not feeling well.
There are certain people that hit the Pentagon. I'm not going to say a name because I don't think he wants me to say it. But we know of somebody that likes to put together things on the weekends. And he was selling tickets and stuff and actually had one cancellation and asked for their money back because of the corona. That's how nerve-wracking people are getting with this.
But this cruise ship out of Miami, it's a crew member from the Philippines that's sick, who immediately said, hey, I'm sick. You probably should keep me in my cabin. No problem. And everybody on that cruise ship, they're all fine,
yeah,
but they're not allowed to stop anywhere. And so, call me crazy, Stan, but in Haney's mind, if I'm thinking about booking a cruise, I'm now thinking, I don't want to be stuck, like locked onto a cruise ship.
That's the whole point. People are worried about it, and it's hurting everything economically.
It's like if you get on a cruise ship now,
yeah,
you don't know that you're going to be allowed off.
I don't have one planned, though. For good reason. This is a...
And it's not because I'm scared of the virus. I'm scared of the people locking me up.
There's a guy who had a makeshift drumstick for some glasses. He took an improvised foot drum, some homemade maracas, and played Take On Me with water glasses, all self-contained. He's the band. He'd be good at, like, a club.
That poor man.
He's really into it.
No. I don't think he is.
What do you mean?
I think it's what we call an earworm. He heard that song, and it never left, and he had to find a way to bring it out. He's like, hey, I'm not a musician, but I've got to get this song out of my head.
Jazz musicians can feel the vibe of anything, including a fire alarm going off, you know, a smoke detector.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find a groove.
Yeah. Get it, Pops.
There you go.
Oh, and I can dig it. That's cool, man. Where is that?
That is in... I don't have where it's happening. Rob, where is that happening at? Does it say where it's from? It's in somebody's house, it looks like.
Doesn't say here where it's from. I'll look online.
All right.
Like, most people's houses don't have exit signs yeah. with double doors.
Oh, that's true. I just noticed that.
Evansville, Indiana.
Right on.
I want to go to that club.
Yeah.
They got it going on.
Follow me on this. Dateline, Jacksonville, Florida. A Walmart security guard. Now, we're not talking about the greeters. We're not talking about the employees. A hired security guard. No real law enforcement. Security guard. Accused a guy. Wait to hear from him. Accused a guy with a prosthetic leg of using a fake handicap card in his window to park in a handicap zone. So Miss security guard takes it upon herself.
So the guy with the prosthetic leg is getting around too good.
Yep. So the security guard says, whoa, you can't, no.
Oh.
You cannot, that's a fake handicap badge you got there. Move it out of here. You with the fake leg, who incidentally, he lost his leg in a car wreck. The man's wife called police. And the police were going at it with the security guard. Evidently, there's some past issues, too. And the security guard flipping the bird and all that. Well, the security guard apparently wins because after his wife talked to the
private
police...
Private property.
Yeah. They got banned from the Jacksonville Walmart.
And the awesome power of the security guard.
Yep.
Well, you know one like
that.
Yeah,
I sure do.
I saw in the mirror a security guard follow me. When I found one, I take that one. And I put my tag for handicap in the dashboard. And I showed to her the tag of the handicap. He said, that's a fake tag. The last stuff that she did to me was he showed me this finger and laughing
gave
to
a
me
middle finger
like
to
him. Was a joke. If this happened to me, I don't know how many times that happened before.
What?
I know. That's why. See, look at him. There he is. He's got one leg. But no. You can't park. And he's banned from the Walmart in Jacksonville.
You know, as Chinopolis tries to drill it into our heads, we get confused with legal issues by applying right and wrong.
Right.
Has nothing to do with the law.
None. I wish they had this for dogs. It would change my life. But naturally, they have it for cats because it's completely different. Purina... And I'm going to play you the ad. Purina has a new cat food called Live Clear that supposedly helps with cat allergies. If you're allergic to a cat, because from what I understand, it's not the fur and the dander in a cat that most people are allergic to. It's the saliva that they're allergic to and what the cat produces. And it's a special protein, I guess, in their saliva. This cat food
counteracts it.
Deactivates the protein that makes you allergic to them. And they're actually selling it. And if you're allergic to cats, you might be able to have one if you feed them this food.
All cats, regardless of gender or breed, produce an allergen called FeLD1 in their saliva. When cats groom themselves, they spread the saliva onto their hair and shed the hair and dander into the environment. When cats eat Live Clear every day, A key protein sourced from eggs binds to the FLD1 in cat saliva and neutralizes it. Simply and safely.
So, they shouldn't bother you if you feed them this food. It neutralizes it.
Yeah, but what if it's a cat like yours that sniffs the bowl once and says, I'm not eating that?
Oh, it won't. My cat won't eat it. I can tell you right now it won't eat it. We live in different times. This is 2020. Disney is in the process of doing a live-action Mulan remake. And in the live-action remake, you're not going to see Mushu, played by Eddie Murphy in the movie, because...
Now, what's Mulan about? I don't remember that one.
She's that Asian samurai girl. I remember my daughter went out as Mulan trick-or-treating one year. They say Chinese people hated the character because it trivialized their culture. There's Mulan. But this is going to be for the live-action one. Eddie Murphy played the character in the movie.
I am the powerful, the pleasurable, the indestructible Mushu.
Pretty high, man.
You're,
intimidating? Awe-inspiring?
Tiny.
Of course. I'm travel size for your convenience. See, my powers are beyond your mortal imagination. For instance, my eyes can see straight through your armor.
Oh!
All right, that's it. Dishonor. Dishonor on your whole family. Make a note of this. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
Stop. I'm sorry. I'm just nervous. I've never done this before.
Then you're gonna have to trust me. And don't you slap me no more. We clear on that?
Taken out of the live-action Disney remake. Take away that character. One more for you. Poor Pat Sajak. He wanted to say at the going into a break, raise the roof. Hey, well, let's raise the roof. Well, didn't come out that way, and it's gone viral.
You're up to $10,100. That's very cool. We'll be back. Yeah. Lift the ceiling. We'll be right back.
That's me. Yeah, that's good. I guess it's everywhere now. Lift the ceiling. We're going to take a break. Peter Mug North bringing us the grab bag today. US 41 North Naples. When we come back, a most bizarre local beat.
Lift the roof, mothers, fathers.
Yeah. Stan and Haney.
Lift the ceiling, mothers, fathers.
96 K-Rock. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. If you want to call in, we can take your phone calls now, too, if you'd like. 277-9600. I'll also give you something from the local beat. About a half hour away, we're going to play a game, maybe get yourself a prize. Stan's Three Strikes, played a lot like The Feud. And later on today, our question of the week, which is a pretty good one. 277-9600, local beat, coming up in a second, a real beauty. A real beauty. What?
What was that?
I don't know. This is on that end. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ed.
Ed, you
did Ed make that noise?
Yes, Ed made that noise. Ed, are you okay?
Well, no, I'm not, actually. The song you just played, I find offensive. It's about child endangerment.
What was it about?
And I love rock and roll.
A 17-year-old boy across state lines. He's traveling with me now.
What's his name?
Ed.
He probably doesn't even know.
Ed.
He's rockers.
Excuse me.
What the hell?
Joan Jett is a known lesbian. The child was fine.
Yep. 277-9600.
Probably had a nice time.
Yep.
There were no ill intentions.
Yep. Clean your own closet. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, I was wondering, this is Darren.
Hey, Darren.
I was wondering what happened to Dave the Waterman.
Dave's no longer an employee here. That's all we can say about it. That's okay. it was the end of last year. So
well, and it's a pattern. He just stopped showing up.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Look,
Dave doesn't quit. He doesn't really get fired. He
just doesn't show up.
Gradually, he'll start to miss a day, and then it just becomes apparent that he's
not coming back.
Yeah.
Because he just officially was off the books last week. He hasn't been here since December.
And you know what? God bless him.
Yeah.
We wish him the best.
Yeah. Godspeed.
But it's happened before.
Yeah. Same pattern. It's the way it is. And we're all the better. Let's do the local beat. This is a real beauty. I will say this very quickly, and we don't need, you've talked plenty about it, but you, right again, Haney. Pence selected the top AIDS doctor in America to head up the corona.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They don't want to talk about it much.
But... Right again, Haney. This... I guess Rob caught wind of this last night. It's expanded a little bit to just be an absolutely ridiculous story. Headline. This comes to us, my version of it. It's everywhere. My version of it comes from our friends at Fox 4. Headline. Florida hospital employee arrested for sucking elderly patient's toes.
Oh, stop it.
I'm not joking. There's a picture of him if you want to see what he looks like.
Don't do that. No. No, don't do that. That's not right.
No, it's not right. It is not. Dateline Fort Myers.
My God.
Dateline Fort Myers. A 23-year-old man who works...
And you got an elderly patient...
Wait, I'll get into it.
And you know what? An elderly patient is in the hospital for a reason, yeah. And then that's happening to them. They're going, my God, it never ends. Yeah, well,
a 23-year-old man who works as a sitter.
A sitter?
S-I-T-T-E-R. A sitter.
Well, wouldn't you feel better if he was with you?
Oh, yeah. For Gulf Coast Hospital is facing charges after getting caught sucking a sleeping patient's toes, according to arrest records. His name? Franz Beldoren.
Mm-hmm.
Franz Beldoren.
So, hey there, Franz. What are you in for? I'd rather not say.
Yep. Franz Beldoren.
I wonder where he's from.
A little place a little south here, a little southeast, a little island
nation.
Yeah, island nation.
Yeah.
He was arrested early Tuesday morning for battery on a person 65 years of age or older.
You see, this is why we need open borders.
The victim, a patient at Gulf Coast Hospital in Fort Myers, told the sheriff's office they woke up. They were sleeping. They woke up at around 11 p.m. on Monday and felt someone touching their foot.
Wait a second. I'm in the hospital. My cat's not here.
The victim initially thought it was a nurse checking on them.
That would be an odd way to check on you.
But I guess the patient went back to sleep. Just, oh, it's the nurse checking on me. The patient went back to sleep, but it happened two more times in the evening. Wait a second. Oh, that's just the nurse checking on me. Oh, boy, he's checking on me again.
Yeah, that must be a wet nurse.
the victim told deputies they felt something wet between... Jeez, this is tough even for me. The victim told deputies they felt something wet between their toes during the third incident of the evening. What am I laughing? This is serious business. When they looked over, the victim said they saw Beldorin on his knees next to the bed, bent over their foot. You're doing nothing but shake your head.
I just...
This goes on. And you know where it goes on? Here. Here. Continuing.
Oh, do we have to?
Looks like a nice enough person, doesn't it?
And this is the person that they have sit.
Yeah, he's a sitter. Back to.
So his job is basically to sit and make sure somebody's not dying.
Yeah. Yes. Victim told deputies they felt something wet between their toes during the third incident. First two, so far, so good. It's just the noise.
Well, and then I guess he gets a little bolder.
Yeah. When they looked over, the victim said they saw Beldorin on his knees next to the bed and bent over their foot. The victim said they ripped their foot away from Beldorin, and he went back to his chair.
Like nothing ever happened.
He went back to his chair that he was previously sitting in. According to records, Beldorin is a sitter that watches patients throughout the night to make sure that everything's okay. So if something's going wrong, he can notify the night nurse, and she can come running. And
so he would be able to notify someone who could do something about it.
Yes. This is just somebody, you know what? There's a patient we need, elderly. We need to keep an eye on him. I'll be down at the front desk making sure, you know, if anything coming in and anybody that, you know, goes into cardiac arrest or something, just sit with the patient and make sure everything's okay.
Try not to creep them out.
Yes. Hospital security then called the sheriff's office after the victim reported the incident to a nurse.
How many victims have been unable?
This is what I want to know. This isn't the first time. You know darn well this isn't the first time. Beldorin was arrested and taken to the Lee County Jail without incident. He seems quiet. Sits there like a church mouse. At this time, he remains in custody.
Stan, you have a degree.
Yes. Yeah, I do. Believe it or not, I do.
You worked at a mental hospital on the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
What's his deal?
He's got a foot fetish. It's a compulsion.
And he doesn't care.
He thinks that it's quiet. There's not a lot of people around. And he thinks he can get away with it. It's any kind of...
And he doesn't care how old, it just has to be a live foot.
I don't know if he has anything in particular. I mean, you can go and...
Because I would think an elderly patient's foot wouldn't be all that appealing.
A lot of corns and bunions and...
And then no offense to the elderly patient, but, you know, that's a foot that's walked, a couple of 100,000 miles.
Oh, this... Got somebody from the inside that knows about this kind of stuff. And if this is the case, then it's a lot like what I had to do when I was working at the mental health facility. Sitters are not at the hospital to make sure people don't die. Well, I didn't expect that. They have nurses for that. Of course they do.
Sitters are there when they have a mental issue patient.
But what if the sitter has a mental...
Correct. He's got a foot fetish. He's getting his kicks. He's getting a sexual charge out of that.
That seems impossible.
For you and me, it seems like the most ridiculous thing in the world.
But it's very real to him.
Very real. So if he's doing that, I mean, when I worked at the mental facility, the adolescent mental facility, I could be home sleeping, or I could be home doing working on my car, driving around, and I'd get a call that I'd have to go down to the facility because somebody with pretty bad issues had to be one-on-one. And I would assume, I don't know, I haven't done it for so long, but at a hospital, when somebody is supposed to be under watch, we used to call it a one-on-one, where if somebody came in, and it happened numerous times, where somebody they felt was endangering themselves or others, and they brought them to the facility. And again, I was dealing with primarily, they had a children's unit, but I was dealing with adolescents 12 to 18. And you'd get a call that a 15-year-old girl was trying to, you know, cut her wrists and...
You've told me some heartbreakers.
And hurt herself or something. They would call me to go in, and I would have to chart them, and they call it a... In my facility, they called it a one-on-one.
Where you're constantly with them and observing.
If they try, and then you have to chart them every 15 minutes... And if they do something, or if something happens...
So sort of like what they did with Jeffrey Epstein when they were worried about that he might commit suicide.
You know, and then the front desk calls you for a coffee break, and then you go, no way. All right.
I'm just wondering, what kind of screening would be done for the sitter position, because
I don't know.
Someone in a hospital bed is about as vulnerable as
they come.
You get.
And here's, I guess, during the interview process, he said he had dropped his cell phone near the bed and accidentally nudged her foot when he bent over to get it. I guess that's what he's saying. That's a bunch of baloney. Not when you feel wetness. And yes, you have to do a background check, but again, he might have never been caught. That's not one of your top of the list that you look for, you know, foot fetish.
Well, someone that hasn't been caught, is there any type of screening that would give off telltale warning signs?
Not necessarily, unless they'd been arrested for it before, or so they themselves have had mental issues.
You can't catch it before it happens.
Not in a situation like that. There has to be some kind of... Because I don't think they go into real deep psychological testing with these people to sit. And if... look, I'll be honest with you. I got my degree in psychology, and I had to prove to them that I achieved a certain level, but... And this is back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. I don't know that they did a complete background check on me. They didn't have anything to worry about, and I was a very good employee, and I was technically trained to take on the responsibility, but I don't know that they did a complete run on me. It's tough to find something like that.
That's just... Because at the same time that it is not a highly skilled position.
No, it's not.
It's a responsible
position.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge responsibility.
You have to be able to look for warning signs. You have to be able to understand that the person that you're doing the one-on-one with might be in... a life-threatening situation. Weird. I just don't know.
Drop
my cell phone.
This position of sitter where It's somebody obviously very vulnerable in a hospital bed, and this guy.
Oh, here we go again. All Lee Health and NCH employees have extensive background checks done on them. But they missed it.
But, I mean, a background check, when I hear that,
that's basically just been arrested.
Yeah, you got a speeding ticket?
Yeah.
But do they do anything psychological?
I don't know. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is JD.
Hey, JD.
Do you consider your cat an exotic pet?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Because they're doing a pet amnesty day at the Naples Zoo, where if you have a snake, a lizard, a wild animal that's gotten out of control and you can't handle it anymore, they'll take it in, no questions
asked. What day is that?
This Saturday, I believe.
And where?
Naples Zoo.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there with cat carrier in hand.
Yeah. Get it groomed, make it look even wilder than it is. But I just don't like the idea of this guy, and I'm not trying to pick on him, but just in general, someone with the bare minimum of training that is not only allowed, but that's his job, to be in somebody's room and watch them sleep.
Pretty scary.
And you know, from your perspective, can you even test for that sort of thing? Can you word a question where they would trip up? Obviously, they don't want you to know, but...
Yeah, you could, and you'd have to have somebody more than just a mere background check. You'd have to have him sit down with somebody for a long time before they'd pick up any kind of... And you'd really have to be looking for it. Well, let's see if this guy has any kinks. How do you feel about, you know, young kids? How do you feel about body parts? How do you feel? And
you could work them over, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
You?
Yeah.
A bare bulb?
Yep.
You'd get it done.
Talk. Yeah, I've done it before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look, we know.
Yep. So why don't you come clean
Make
now?
It easy on yourself.
Yep. You can walk out of here peaceably.
Yeah, you can walk out of here, or I can bring in my partner.
Yep. And you don't want to meet him.
Yeah, we've done it before.
Yep.
And they all squeal.
They all sing like canaries.
Yep. Especially when we bring in that one piece of rebar by the picnic table.
Yeah, you don't lay a hand on them. You just crack it on a table. They'll wake up.
Yep.
As I used to say, that's the get smart stick. Stan and Haney, we'll give you a chance to win when we come back. 96 K-Rock.
96.
Give you a chance to win here in just a second. Also, we're about 25 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Hour away from our question of the week. We're going to play Stan's Three Strikes. This is played a lot like the Family Feud, although not exactly. We will start with our first caller. We have a category, 10 things on the board, and that caller will have three strikes to get everything on the board. If they strike out, the next caller on the line can steal. There may be five or six left, and they'll have three strikes to clear the board. We'll keep going on for callers to steal until that one person reveals the last answer and all answers are revealed. It's a very unfair game. Because
by design.
Yeah, because one person who is stealing may only have to get one thing. If they get it, they're going to win. And here's the prize. It'll be winner's choice. Two great prizes. You may choose, if you are the winner of Stan's Three Strikes, to get a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival, running weekends right now through April 26th. Or you can choose a pair of tickets to go see the Black Keys in concert September 4th at Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. Those are the prizes. We will go and start with the list. Let's play
stands, three strikes. 277-9600. Rob, let's just check the buzzer out if there's a strike. Good. Correct answer. There we go. Lose. There we go. There we go. Phones are on lockdown right now. I'll release the phones. Take them cold after I give you the category. And this is true. And we all do at least something on this list. According to a survey, people lie a lot. Now, I'm not talking about hard lies, fibs. You know, who's it going to hurt?
You mean, like, tell them what they want to hear?
Yeah, some of it. And, of course, to make life easier on you, you'll lie about something. Category. Top things we lie about. Top things we lie about. I'm going to help you out a little bit by saying, think about friends, family, and coworkers, and bosses. It all comes into play with the 10 items on the board. Things we lie about. Up for grabs, your choice. Black Keys tickets, Busch Gardens tickets. 277-9600. You strike out, the next caller can steal. Here we go. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, Joe.
Joe, are you ready? These are the top 10 things people lie about the most. You got three strikes to clear the board. Go.
Being late for work.
You betcha. Being late for work. They'll lie about that. Number six on the board. Go.
Right. Being late for dinner.
Being late for dinner. Strike one.
Ouch.
But you got the idea. You got the idea. You only got one strike. Nine left. Go. What do we lie about?
Everything.
Yeah, I know.
It's bad. Who I had lunch with.
A lot of this about food. Strike two.
Well, that wasn't about food, really.
Right. Could have been what they call a matinee.
Yep. Nooner.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I'll say this. You got two strikes now. You're not, when we're joking around about a nooner or a matinee, you're not that far off of getting one of these if you keep that mind. Two strikes against you. You already got why you're late for work. Another shot at it. Go.
Complete blank. Who I had dinner with? That time I went with you.
Strike out.
Yeah, he was on the edges.
Yeah, he was. He was on the edges. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Les.
What's your first name?
Les, L-E-S.
Les, all right, Les. Got to speak up for me a little bit if you can, buddy. We have nine left. We did get lying about why you were late for work. What else do you think is on the board?
Income.
Excuse me. How much we make? Let me see. Hold on now. Strike one. But a good guess.
Wait.
Hold on. Let me double check. Wait. Strike two. But I'm telling you, you've got the right idea. You've got the right idea.
Eight.
Say again?
Age?
Yep, lie about your age. Number nine on the board. You got one. Eight left to go. You got one more strike to go. Go.
Education.
Your education. Strike three. Strike three. I'm going to give you a little hint, and I'll tell you it's the number one answer, and I want to get that one out of the way. A lot of women must have taken this survey. They try to get an equal amount. A lot of women might have taken this survey, and you know she's mad at you, but she's going to lie to you when you say, "What's wrong, honey?" 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe, you got 8 left on the board. You got 3 strikes to get them. Go.
I want to say one of them is having an orgasm.
One of them is having an orgasm.
Preferably women.
Strike one. Although, right. Again, I will say this. You're in the area. I mean, think of a braggart.
A braggart.
Go ahead.
Lying about your cock.
Lying about your what?
Your man part. The length of it.
No, strike two.
How many people you've been with?
There we go. Number 10. Number 10 on the board. Lying about how many people you've slept with.
Come on. I mean, I think that's a personal choice if you choose not to acknowledge certain things.
But there it is. You got one strike left. You got 7 left to go. Go.
All right.
What do you think?
What you drive.
What you drive?
Yes, like your
strike,
car.
Strike, yeah, I mean, that's strike 3.
Pretty evident, you know, unless you got one of those bumper stickers that says my other car is not a piece of...
I'm going to give you some hints. Told you, a lot of women must have taken this. Think about when that your spouse, your female spouse is mad and they say that they're something, but you know they're lying. Think about the holidays. Think about an obligation you have to go to.
Ugh.
If you're late for work, you can also, was number 6. There's plenty of excuses as to why. Think about being at a party and you're getting loud and mouthy and somebody accuses you of something and you deny it. And this, I think, is old.
This might be too female heavy.
And this might be old school, too. Somebody's coming over, and the little lady hasn't done something for the company. Those are all the hints I'm going to give you.
I'm more confused now. Probably than before the hints.
I don't blame you. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Amanda.
Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
All right. There are 7 left. You should have no problem getting through at least a good chunk of these without striking out, Amanda. Go.
Well, based off your clues, when a woman says they're fine and they're not.
Number one answer. Everything's fine. It's fine. You're lying. All right. All 3 of your strikes. Go.
Saying you're sick when you're not.
Hold on here. Hold on. Saying when you're sick, but you're not.
Like you call out of work because you're sick.
I know what you're saying. I'm just trying to see how close you are and if I can give you one of these. No, strike 1, although you're in the ballpark.
When you're at a party, somebody says you're loud, and they accuse you of being drunk, but you say you're not.
Number 7 on the board. When you're drunk and adamantly telling everybody, I ain't drunk.
I'm just drinking.
Yeah, you got 1 strike. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. Think about, you're talking about being late for work. There are a lot of excuses you can have for being
late.
Go ahead.
You ran into traffic.
There you go. Number four on the board. You're rolling, Amanda.
Okay. Oh, man.
1, 2, 3 left. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 4 left. 1, 2, 3, 4 left. Think about the holidays. And you're sitting around and you're really expecting something.
You tell somebody you got them a gift, but you didn't?
Yeah. They got you a gift.
Oh, but I didn't get them one? Or it's on its way?
No. I got to strike you on that. You are dancing all around it.
Amanda, I just got you a gift. It's a live salamander.
I love it.
Number two on the board. You liked a gift even though you didn't really like it. Thank Haney for that one, Amanda.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody calls.
She didn't thank me.
No, I know she didn't. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Somebody calls you up, says, Amanda, hi, this is Cindy. We're having a great time over at the blankety blank bar, and we want you to come on over. You're really in your pajamas watching TV, but you tell them you're...
No, I'm busy.
There we go. Number three on the board. All right, we're on a roll now. Two left.
Okay. Right.
And you got only one strike against you. How many times, let's say that Cindy is expecting you, and you tell Cindy, I'm on my way, but you really...
I'm really not.
Yeah, great. You haven't even left yet. You tell them you're on your way. Yeah, number five on the board.
You know what? We're really working hard for Amanda.
I know. You guys are helping me out here.
Think of this. Think of this last one, Amanda. You got to go back to the 1950s with June Cleaver. She's got the pearls on, a nice dress. And Ward is coming home with some business associates. And you realize, uh-oh, I've got to do this. But you say, oh, yeah, we're all fine here. Come on over. What do you got to do?
Clean up and make
dinner? Yeah, number eight.
Oh, she said it.
Yep. Saying that you've already cleaned the house. Everything is great. But you haven't. And you're going around. And you got 15 minutes before Ward and his business associate come home. And you're running around throwing magazines under the sofa cushions.
Yeah.
There you go, Amanda. What would you like? Would you like Black Keys? Or Busch Gardens.
I'd love the Busch Gardens.
You're going. Hold on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haney.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be sure to thank Rob, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, our question of the week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We mean that. Coming up, you're going to get your first look at traffic this afternoon for your drive home. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Emails. In about 30 minutes, we do it every Thursday. Get those phone lines going with your stories. Our question of the week. And we got a good question this week. Should prompt something in your brain to go and tell us your story. Because it's not a yes or no answer. It's your story. Let's get you updated on traffic, though, for your drive home. Our first look this afternoon. All right, a couple of things on the board. North Fort Myers, hopefully in the clearing stages. This happened was reported about 25 minutes ago. Hit and run, North Fort Myers, Cabana Avenue, and North Tamiami Trail. Then in Fort Myers, we have a disabled vehicle, Ben Hill Griffin Parkway, and College Club Drive. And you are up to date.
another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he goes. He's got the headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you. You didn't know.
Okay.
Now, this coronavirus is more trouble than it's worth.
Sure is.
And it is now affecting things way more than it should. It started as a joke because most people have a base intelligence level, I would think, that is able to separate the coronavirus from Corona beer.
Yeah. But don't assume.
Once again, I've overestimated things because Corona beer sales are being hammered.
Of course they are. Idiots.
Now, there's a lot of talk about the coronavirus and can I catch it this way? Can I catch it that way? Now, I've looked into it for you. And I know one question people were really wondering about.
What's
is,
that?
Can I catch the coronavirus from someone else's farts? The answer is yes.
I'm sure.
Stan had it on the local beat, but I think it bears repeating. Dateline, Fort Myers, Florida. Hospital worker caught sucking elderly patient's toes.
Happens.
What is it they say? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Yes.
Well, a woman's fiancé dumped her. Why?
Why?
She got fat.
Well.
So, how does she get her revenge?
How?
She dropped 112 pounds and won a beauty pageant.
God bless her.
Rubbed his nose in it. And finally, Dateline, Flint, Michigan. A 33-year-old woman, well, I guess it goes without saying, is not used to hearing the word no. Fires a gun in the Taco Bell. Why?
Why?
She did not get what she ordered.
Ah! Well, that's a perfect excuse to do that.
Mm-hmm. The prosecutors disagreed, and she could get life in prison.
Good.
Things change slowly.
Yeah. I hope we have a picture of that woman that lost 130 pounds and won a beauty contest. I hope we got a picture.
Well, you know, you'll have to ask Rob.
In less than an hour.
And then if he comes up with it, we'll say thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
Thank you.
Laughter. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi.
Boy, I'd really like a steak tonight. What are you cooking?
Chicken!
Oh,
damn it!
Had me all excited there for a second.
You know, you and I discussed this off the air a couple of days ago. as the father of a young lady, you have many responsibilities, but I think we can all agree, job one, keep her off the pole.
Yep, and don't embarrass daddy.
And it can happen to anybody. And I was shocked to see that Steven Spielberg's adopted daughter is doing hardcore porn.
She's in the porn, and he can't stop her. That's embarrassing, daddy.
Indeed. Well, there is an upside for the ladies, I guess. And with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
best things about being a stripper.
Ah, top best things about being a stripper.
Every day is Casual Friday.
What?
Clean up and make dinner?
Yep, that'd be nice.
Oh, isn't that nice? Yep,
clean up and make dinner?
Yep, that's it.
You never get called in to see human resources. Your coworkers are always supportive, solid, stable women with zero emotional issues.
You're a line dog faced pony soldier.
Yep. You're right there, Uncle Joe. Right on.
Is it wrong that I feel bad for him?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Because he is a likable guy.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Well, if you're saying that, I'm worried about you.
Well, I think he's being truthful.
Yes.
Now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
You're a lying dog-faced pony.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Well, when you lose your looks, you could always try and become a firefighter from all your experience sliding on that pole.
Right on.
Lift the ceiling.
Nobody ever asks what you're doing for the weekend because they know it's cocaine. You can deduct glitter from your taxes.
I think you can.
Nice to be able to take your pet to work with you. You know, the goldfish you got in the heel of your shoe.
I don't think I've seen that in 30 years.
But you've seen it.
I've seen it.
Garter indentations on your thighs make for great conversation starters.
It's me, Sharika.
Being compensated monetarily to listen to boring, lonely men talk about their sad, bitter lives is better than the women who have to do it for free.
It's me, Sharika.
It's me, Sharika.
Hey, Sharika.
It's me, Sharika.
Hey, girl.
Getting on your hands and knees in a thong to pick a dollar bill off a filthy stage is still less humiliating than watching Adam Schiff kiss Nancy Pelosi's ass.
You guys think you're funny.
Oh,
you. There
you
are.
You.
There you are.
You jackass.
You think this is funny?
Why don't you talk to me like an adult, please?
Can you speak like an adult, please? And tell me what situation you're having?
You'll save a ton of money not buying Father's Day gifts. Yeah. And finally, the very top best thing about being a stripper.
Yes.
No one will ever understand the deep lyrical meaning of Warren's Cherry Pie quite like you do.
That's true.
He hit me.
And that, my friend, is the... Thank you.
Thank you, Haney. Thank you, Elvis announcer.
Thank you.
Email.
Thank you, Joe.
Ahoy.
Thank you, adult lady.
Yeah, thank you, adult lady.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
You know what? I'm not going to take the bait. I'd like to invite you down later for some moose soup.
You guys are doing good. Come down later for moose soup.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Stan.
Thanks to everyone, one and all. Thank you.
She's my cherry pie. And then they click them heels come back again.
Yeah. This is from Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for writing, Tom.
Tom, thank you.
Ahoy, gentlemen. With all the fear-mongering by the media about this new coronavirus, I did my own inquiry about all the madness. I simply Googled seasonal influenza cases and deaths per year. Remarkably, I learned that 5 million people per year get the flu worldwide. 291,000 to 646,000 die per year worldwide from the flu. My question would be, why is there no panic over the numbers like these? Oh, maybe this new influenza strain is being politicized to hurt the economy and our president. Just a thought. Love you guys. Signed, Tom. Here's the thing.
Well, Tom, you're a little bit ahead of the game.
Here's the thing. We can be all put at ease, and you hear the president talking about, we can all be put at ease because with influenza every year we have that particular strain of vaccination for the flu. So you may not want to get a flu shot, but you know there's a vaccine out there for it. They haven't found one for corona yet. They're
not
testing.
Not necessary.
They're testing. They say it's at least going to be a year. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, ahoy to you, Guardian. Guys, why do some people get so petty and greedy? Now, I'm talking about people who sometimes call your show looking to win a prize. You have one prize hog who calls and uses different names. We know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys seem to know who he is. We do. It's really not a big deal, but it seems that people like that are just so greedy. Is it really that important that you win some damn prize that you feel you have to cheat? Did you ever stop and think that it's part of what's wrong with society, you cheaters? Cheating, lies, and deception are rampant. It needs to stop. I'm sorry, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Now, Guardian, don't let it bother you too much, because we've been told to trust the system.
Yes.
And he can BS his way past us, and we're supposed to let him.
Yeah.
And then when it goes to where the rubber meets the road, they will know if he's ineligible.
He gets flagged.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, and I know of my answer, and I think I can safely say if you might have something totally else, but if you come up empty on this question of the week, Haney, I've got something that will verify the question of the week for you. And I even got something that'll verify the question of the week for Rob. That's why I selected it.
Great.
Because I think we can at least, all of us listening, can at least pick one thing to answer
our question of the week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haney.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, listeners. Rob, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Haney, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hallway.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Big Glass.
Thank you, Haney.
Rob, thanks. Well,
thanks to you, old-fashioned elementary school-style analog wall clock.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Thursday afternoon, Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. We'll do traffic here for you in just a second. But first, we're going to pose to you our question of the week. We'll pose to you the question, and then we'll do traffic, give you a chance to get on the phone lines at 277-9600 and answer our question of the week. Because it's your story, you have the right answer. And maybe out of all of this, a couple of lucky Stan and Haney listeners may even get some additional publicity. I'll explain. We've had millennials work for us on this show from time to time. A junior who has his beliefs and
he's a good boy.
Other young people that have their beliefs. And we've heard the saying tons of times. It didn't happen unless you have a picture.
Mm-hmm.
You may say, didn't happen unless you have a picture. What event or something that has happened to you, you have a photo to back it up with? Something that has happened to you, an event, meeting somebody, a personal best moment, happened to you, that you have a photo to back it up. Now, some people are probably going to call, and it'll seem totally amazing. Haney and I may ask to see that photo. And if, in fact, it is what it is, we will post it on our Facebook page. Show everybody that it's you, and you achieved it. It didn't happen unless you have a picture. What event or circumstance or something that happened to you where you have a photo to back it up? 277-9600. Let's do some traffic and then we'll take your phone calls. 277-9600. All right, we've got a few things on the board. Fort Myers got a crash, 9300 block of College Parkway. Then we got two showing up in Bonita Springs. Got a crash, Bonita Beach Road Southeast and East Brook Drive. And also in Bonita Springs, crash, 26,000 block of Old 41 Road. Right by the Reggie Universal Supermarket, whatever that is. And you are up to date. Now, when I say picture to back it up, it could be...
Well, Junior always said pics or it didn't happen.
Yep. Now, you may have the pics. Maybe it's on video. The one I'm thinking about you is audio. But you got the proof. It's not like a tall tale. Didn't happen unless you got the pics.
Well, I've never seen the value in exaggeration.
Oh, there are some. What event or something that has happened to you? And you got the photo to back it up. First thing that came to mind for me is I have the witnesses, the prize I won, and the photographs to back it up. My one and only hole-in-one. I had, matter of fact, two Beasleys with me, another friend, and it was a tournament. I hit a hole-in-one, got the pictures of the whole event, and the ball in the cup, and still have my iPad that they gave me for a prize, and
the recognition of it, still have the golf ball, all the proof I need to back it up. So that right off the top of the head, that was mine. What about you? You got the
picks.
Well,
another one for you that I think is great. And it means so much for so many different reasons. But the picture of you surrounded by your friends and loved ones at Calder Racetrack for the Stan Nowalonic Classic.
Yeah, I've got 4 years of that. And each year it got bigger and bigger and bigger.
And I don't know if people are aware of that, but legitimately, there was a race run for 4 years at Calder called the Stan Nowalonic Classic.
Yep, got the picture to back it up.
And because we were friends of Stan, we got to go to the winner's circle.
Yep.
And
that was cool.
It really was.
What pops into your head? I've got something that for most people would be unbelievable, and we got at least the audio to back it up. But what comes to your mind?
Ah, there are so many. I'm very proud of the picture of us with B.B. King. That meant a lot to me.
Yeah. And he didn't stick around for a lot of those.
A lot of people didn't get their picture that night because he was not feeling well.
And the other one that pops into my mind with you is we've said for years that you got hit in the head with lightning, and we still have the audio of you being hit, the crackling going over the air, and me being kind of shocked that you just got hit by lightning. And you got it. You got the evidence to back it up.
And I've got most of the big shows that I played with my band, I've got on video. But to me personally, most people never get to meet their heroes, much less interact with them.
Don Shula.
Well, that's another great
one. At a private dinner.
And I do. I have a picture of me with him. I don't have a picture of the act, but it was me throwing a football to Mark Clayton. That was great. But the biggest one to me, and what I say by, you know, meeting your heroes, it would almost be like me getting to play with the Dolphins, but with my guitar, and you were there the night that I got on stage with the Groove Monsters, and we kicked ass.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that's... And we don't have a picture.
But I've got the audio somewhere.
Yep. Rob, what about you? You got the photo to back it up.
I'd say it was 2011, I believe. 2013, August 28th of 2013, I got to meet Hulk Hogan. And for me, that was like one of the coolest things, because growing up as a kid, he was the American icon, and then he became the supervillain.
You're wrong, Rob.
You're wrong. That might be something. But for me, you could go around and tell anybody I was on The Tonight Show.
Oh, you said photograph, not video.
Doesn't matter.
Okay,
it could be audio. It could be
evidence.
Evidence.
You're right.
Just the phrase.
Where anybody goes, that didn't happen, but okay, here's the proof.
Yeah, I was on The Tonight Show. You were not. Yeah, I was. 277-9600.
I know it doesn't paint you in the most flattering light,
Rob. Think it's spectacular.
I think I do a good enough job of painting myself in a bad light every night from 6 to 10. So.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah, and he works so blue. Let's go to the phones. Our question of the week.
Most people, when they're working blue, you say to them, why do you work blue? You can do better than that. But you can't honestly say that to Rob.
Yep. It didn't happen unless you got the picks.
You know what? He's got a great sense of humor.
What event, something that happened to you?
That was a great reaction.
It's like you're in my head.
You got the photo to back it up. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, fellas. This is Ed.
Ed, what happened? You got the picks to back it up? Audio, video, proof?
I do. I was a bodyguard for Bob Dole when he was running for president.
Really?
Yeah, and he was at a function, and I had to stand there, you know, while they were taking pictures of everybody. And in the end, he said, "Hey, Mr. Security, get in here. We're going to take a picture for you, too." And he leaned over and told me the dirtiest joke I've ever heard in my life. And I have this picture of me with his face like I'm trying not to laugh.
That's awesome.
Did you, was this when he was running for president?
Yeah.
Yes.
So did you run into Roger Stone?
I'm sure I did, but I only worked like certain functions for Dole. Yeah.
And
love Bob Dole.
One sentence, I got no problem with him. What kind of guy was he?
He was really cool, but he was cranky.
Yeah.
Well,
he was mean sometimes to other people.
Did he ever threaten him with that dead arm?
No.
Appreciate the call. 277-9600.
I'll smack you in the next week and I won't even feel it.
It didn't happen unless you have the pics. We're broadening that where you have the proof. You've got the photos, you got the video, you got audio, you got something to back
it up. We don't think about it, but we're really lucky that so many things we've done have been documented.
I know it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Alex Jones, guys.
Hey, buddy. Where's the pics? What is it?
I'm still laughing about that Bob Dole joke. I have two real quick ones. In 2006, I met, it wasn't for the first time, it was actually the second time I met him, Henry Rollins. Right after one of the last Rollins band shows, they did a tour with X, and I nearly saw him rip a guy's arm off, speaking of dead limbs.
Oh, yeah.
And the other was Greg Turkington. He owned a record label back in the 90s called Amarillo Records. He also is, Rob probably knows who he is. He's a comedian under the character Neil Hamburger.
You ever hear that? You ever hear him, Rob?
I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got to drink vodka tonics with him a couple times.
And you're not going to leave us hanging, are you?
Absolutely not right now. I'm on my way to South Carolina. I'm here with Rob Dew. He's handling most of the, he's at the wheel right now. We have about 50% off Super Blue. We have the DNA Force. We have the Super Male Vitality. We have the Super Female Vitality, which, you know.
You know, Alex, speaking of Super Female Vitality, I haven't seen Leanne McAdoo around much lately.
She is in that's an interesting story, Hattie. She is in hiding right now. She's actually not too far away from you. I can say that safely because Florida is a very large state. But I could say safely, and if you want, I can get your number.
No, you know whose number I'd like is that Millie Weaver.
Really? I always thought you were a brunette guy.
See, I got all these misconceptions about me. No, I get obsessed with Millie Weaver because she's got a pretty mouth, Alex.
Oh, yeah, she does indeed. I'll get you her number. Get a hold of me. I'll send you my gamer tag. We'll get a hold of. We'll get all that straightened out. All right.
All right. Nice. And I'd like for John Brown to do some work for the show.
We will. We'll get that taken care of. Do not worry. We'll talk tomorrow. Love you guys.
Love you. 277-9600. It didn't happen unless you have the pics. Where's the proof? Something that happened
where's
to you.
Beef?
Where's the beef? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
How you doing? This is Crispin.
Where's the proof? What is it?
Okay, in the early 80s, I was on the Jerry Lewis telethon.
You were, really?
Times. Yes, sir.
Did you get to meet Jerry himself?
Absolutely. He was on stage with us, goofing around and doing his normal jokes and stuff like that. But, yeah, I was a singer for, I guess, about 5-6 years, and we went to Vegas every time. It was a group called the Singing Cedars, and it was really cool.
Really?
A lot of fun.
You know what? You can pull all of those telethon stuff up.
Can you?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Yep, you sure can. And, on YouTube.
And you can see yourself.
Yep, I saw it already once. And
Rob, see if you can find that. In.
The Singing Cedars.
Yep, you got it. I'm the guy that you guys didn't like because I know Shannon Larkin real well. I grew up with him in Athens.
Yeah, but we know Shannon Larkin
know
real well.
Yep, you sure do. He lives in the Cape, or his house is in the Cape.
Give me a one-sentence answer of how Jerry Lewis was as a person that you hung around with.
He was extremely kind and absolutely a joker.
All right, appreciate
now, when we see these videos, which one would you be out of the group?
How would we know how to identify that it's you?
I am the tall guy in the back. I sang lead. I've got the hair that's parted in the middle, and I'm the younger one of the whole bunch.
So do you remember what songs you performed?
Oh, here we go. We got to hold it. Let me see if I can bring it through, and you can hear it as we're doing this. Hold on a second.
Right?
Hold on.
Oh, and Jerry's singing with him.
Yeah, Jerry was on the side, on the one side, and I've got a bunch of pictures of it.
So which one are you?
I am the one dead center in the back row, the young guy.
All right, you're all wearing, like, orange jackets.
You got it. Orange jackets with gray pants.
And you are in the back row. I'm seeing a lot of...
That must be him.
Brown hair, and you got a good bounce in your step?
Yep, that's me.
He's right behind Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm the bouncer. That's it.
You got the proof, buddy. Great call.
Great, thank you.
That's outstanding.
That's great.
Whoa, who's that guy?
I don't know. I want to get him back on. Who's the goofy one with the bangs? Oh, that's great.
He's there with Mr. Lewis.
Mr. Lewis. 277-9600.
But seriously.
But seriously, folks. Ahoy, who's this?
Katie? Yeah.
It didn't happen unless you have the pics. What do you do? You got the proof to back it up.
I do, but that's a lie. It was lost. We had a camera picture of meeting Christopher Reeve back in the 80s. And he was in a play on Broadway with Mandy Patinkin and Christopher.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. And he was so sweet.
Was he standing or sitting at the time?
He was standing.
Okay, so that was before the horse accident.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he did a lot of theater.
Yeah, he did.
He was amazing.
You don't have the picture anymore?
No, we went to a comedy club after that. We were in New York City, and my friend that took the picture left it behind. And it's like, oops, and we're like so upset about that. And he was so sweet and nice.
Well, you know what? I believe you. It happened.
We grant that.
One more, and then we got
to
take a break.
We have the power to make that happen, don't we?
Yes, I believe her. We grant it. It happened.
Stan will print you up a certificate of authenticity.
Yep. And I'll sign it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Mark. How are you?
Mark, you're our last one today. You know, they say it didn't happen unless you have the pics. Where's the proof? What happened?
When I was in high school, I cooked for President Ford, and I didn't have a picture. I just found a couple of autographs of Chuck Connors and President Ford, and I went online, and I found a picture of him signing my autograph.
Really?
It was taken by the White House photographer.
Oh, yeah, they take everything.
Everything, yeah, man, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so it was pretty fun to locate that picture, but it was a great experience cooking for him. The one thing that was unusual was there were guns everywhere. There was machine guns outside my kitchen door.
He had two attempts on his life.
Mm-hmm.
Right before he got to Little Lincoln, Illinois, where I was.
So you had the president and you had the rifleman.
Yeah, and Alan Shepard was there, Hugh O'Brien, Peter Graves.
Oh, they're all there, all the greats.
Oh, yeah, it was one big happy
That's
fun
awesome.
Party, yeah.
So what was for dinner?
Prime rib, twice-baked potatoes, like Midwestern stuff. So
nice.
For the president, was it a cattleman's cut?
Yeah, actually, I sliced it, and I had to slice a piece off for this Korean taste tester.
So are you still cooking?
No, I'm into sales now. I know what we've talked in the past. I'm ex-chef Mark, and so now I'm selling coffee. And but I was the executive chef here in the area for quite a while.
You're selling coffee?
Yeah, with a great company name, Stan.
Oh, Stan's Coffee. Any way you can get your hands on some real Kona for me?
Yes, sir.
Let's stay in touch.
We're going to have a booth at the Blues Fest. We work it every year and give all the proceeds.
Oh, good deal. That's coming up next month.
Yeah, we give all the proceeds right back to the association. So, stop by and see us at the booth when you're over there. I'll hook you up.
Thank you, brother. There you go. If you'd like to add... Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. We'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News with Mark Haney. Also coming up at 6 o'clock, a man who's been on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and personal friends with Hulk Hogan. Rob Show will be in at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. But, of course, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, we got a few things on the board. We will start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. 18,000 block of Old Bayshore Road. Then we're got two things showing up in Fort Myers. Crash. Cape Coral Bridge. College Parkway side, and this is the same one, a double report on this. Still, let's put it to you this way. First report came in at 10 till 5. It's 5 after 5. Still problems. Cape Coral Bridge, Fort Myers side, College Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Find your lack of faith disturbing.
I've seen it happen.
But it didn't stop you from pressing the button.
Yeah, and you ignored it.
Never mind. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
You know.
And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
I'm a chaplain.
In other words, Mark Haney.
God
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
And sometimes,
just please.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday. February 27th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. There are certain times when I have to do certain things.
The radio waits for nobody.
And it didn't. You pressed the button without knowing, but it all worked out.
This time.
Every time.
You get to hold in court and it's a problem.
Why is it a problem? I'm trying to help.
Toodaloo, toodaloo.
I'm trying to help.
I am good.
And you condemn me. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
And I did not know this at all. Maybe Rob can look it up and see what the examples are. But they only give me a sentence here.
What?
I think it's safe to say that you and I both have a ton of admiration for Phil Hartman.
Oh, yeah. One of the greats.
Tremendous talent. It says here, and this is all they give me, before Phil Hartman became famous and well-known, he designed album cover art and was very successful at it, And his work was selected for albums by America and Poco.
Really? He designed that one?
Yeah, there's a really great documentary on Hulu called The Last Days of Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
And they talk all about how he got into this back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, where he was designing different album covers. This one's the big one.
Oh my God. I had no idea. I know that album well.
I had that album. I still might have it.
But I had no idea that was Phil Hartman.
No, I had no idea.
Is that him too?
Yep.
That's iconic.
I know.
And that bitch took his life.
Yep.
It's always that crazy.
And I just look at, I have benchmarks in our life. We were in this room reporting on it when it happened.
How in the world does that woman feel like she has the right to take him out?
She was a nut. Their kids were the only ones that survived.
It just makes me...
I'm not going to go into the story, but if you want to look it up and you're not... Because I bet you there's younger people. Phil Hartman. Well, what was he? I know he... Was he on Saturday Night Live? I'm not... Was he a voice on the... Look up what happened to him, and you will be floored. That's all I'm going to say. A horrible thing.
And, you know, it's one thing, and thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haney, for even bringing it up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But yeah, I'm looking at this and it says, oh yeah, he designed album covers. And I'm thinking, okay, that's cool. But when Rob showed us the albums,
they're recognizable.
They're iconic.
Yep.
It's like, oh yeah, hey, are you kidding me? That Phil Hartman. Good job, Phil. A little late, but good job.
Yep.
And now, our complete team coverage. The coronavirus. Time to panic.
Oh, God.
Now, of course, we're all stocking up our doomsday bunkers. And a lot of questions about the coronavirus, and many of you have been wondering, can I catch the coronavirus from someone's farts?
Ooh.
Well, the answer is yes.
Absolutely.
If they have the virus and they pass gas, you are at risk. Health officials in Beijing have said, absolutely, you can catch this from farts.
Oh, yeah. Someone, you know, and you don't even know it because somebody might let a little puffer go or a one cheek sneak and suddenly you're exposed to it.
Now, they do say you'd have to get a good close sniff. Wow. Like, for instance, that guy that sucks people's toes. He might be close enough.
Yeah.
And they do say the person would have to be nude from the waist down because pants and underpants would act as a shield.
Yeah, or filter.
Yes. So you're probably safe. Unless they're pantless and aggressively flatulating at you.
Yeah. And you remember that college guy, he always did.
Mm-hmm. Now, as soon as we started hearing about the coronavirus, smartasses started making a connection to Corona beer, and we all had a good laugh.
Oh, didn't we?
Because I thought people are smart enough not to take that seriously. But once again, I've overestimated people. Last month, there was a huge jump in Google searches to find out if the virus was actually spread by drinking Corona beer. Now, again, it seemed like everybody was in on the joke. But now, these quote-unquote jokes have turned into horrible news for Corona. It turns out that ever since the virus was first detected in December, and remember, we don't deal with facts anymore, we deal with feelings. People's feelings about Corona beer have soured. I don't feel like that.
Yeah, I don't feel right drinking that.
A survey found that people are less likely to buy Corona now than at any time during the last 2 years. And the negative buzz has truly affected sales.
I'm going to go, just to show you, I'm getting a sixer of Corona tonight. I'm going to drink it. A full sixer.
Well,
doesn't scare me off.
No, I'm sure you'll be fine, Stan. I just don't feel like it.
I don't feel like it. I don't feel right.
It makes me feel bad.
Uncomfortable.
Because I'm dumb. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
I'm with our friends Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Guys, what makes Diamond District so different from other jewelry stores in Southwest Florida?
It's our team. We have three master jewelers working hard daily to help customize your experience. Two GIA graduate gemologists, a Forevermark world ambassador, and friendly non-commissioned consultants to share their knowledge and help make your diamond buying experience the best you'll ever have.
It's our buying power. Diamond District has partnered with De Beers in Canada and Africa. And as well, we have traveled to Antwerp, Israel, and India to select the most beautiful diamonds and offer them to you at the most competitive prices in the world.
It's the hands-on, pour our hearts into it attitude Jason and I have had since opening in 2003. We know that every diamond that leaves the Diamond District goes on to tell a beautiful story.
When you're ready, we hope you'll begin your story with a diamond from the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, it's a common story if you've lived any life at all as a gentleman. You start dating a hot girl, and then she starts to take you for advantage, take you for granted. And she starts gaining weight.
Yeah, really picking it up.
And before you know it, she bears very little resemblance to the hot girl that attracted you to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 26-year-old Jen Atkin was engaged to a man back in 2015 until she forced him to dump her because of the weight she'd gained.
Yeah, keep eating.
Yeah, he was left with no choice, Dan.
Yeah, what, am I going to marry this?
You know, you buy a Corvette, yeah, and then all of a sudden it's a Yugo. No, yeah, I'm sorry. Wrong. That's not what I agreed to.
Not going to make the final down payment.
And Jen fully admits.
Oh, yeah, I see a picture of her very heavy.
She got up to 238 pounds.
Jeez, that's almost as much as Junior weighs.
You're right. So, after he dumped her, she realized, hey, he's gone.
Yeah.
I need to hook another sucker.
Yep.
And how am I going to hook anybody looking like a fat pig?
Yep. I need me another rube.
So at that point, she got motivated to join a gym, stop eating junk, and lost 112 pounds and became attractive again. but she really felt the need to rub the guy's nose in
it. Oh, really? A little salt.
Mm-hmm. She started entering beauty pageants. And a few days ago, our fatty was crowned the new Miss Great Britain.
Ah!
The equivalent of Miss America. She also won Best Personality.
Sure, she's likable.
And she says that was her secret weapon.
I don't know about that.
Jen says, quote, although my body has changed so much, look at it. I don't think my personality has, and that's really helped me.
Yep.
She would also like you to know that she's dating someone new.
Uh-huh.
And says getting dumped ended up being the best thing that ever happened to her. Now, we weren't able to reach the gentleman that dumped her, but I'd like to imagine that he would agree with her because she needed something to motivate her.
Yep. I don't know. There's something not right with her.
How did she win a beauty pageant?
I don't think that she's drop-dead gorgeous. She's got a big, giant forehead and a tiny chin.
And she's got a body that wants to be fat.
Oh, yeah. You can tell that right when they're, you know.
Because that's why she doesn't look right, because that's not her body type.
It's not natural for her to be that skinny. That body needs food.
Yeah, she looks like she's starving.
Something doesn't look right. I mean, her neck is pencil thin. Her chin is like pointy. And she's got a forehead that looks like a cement block.
I don't think that's what she's going for.
I don't think so either. Is that the only picture of her that we have? Other than the fat one where she was when she was fat.
When she was normal.
Yeah, well, she got big. Let's see that.
Well, she's 26. Do you think she's going to get slimmer as she goes on?
No. There's something not right about her. She does. She almost looks like she's starving herself.
She's a fat girl in a skinny body.
Yeah.
Now, that's a more attractive photo.
That's a more complimentary photo, but it's still not.
It's all lighting.
Look, there's... No, she...
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Nope.
I feel bad for the guy that fell for that.
Yeah. Oh, see, there she is the other way.
That's natural for her.
Yep, that's what she's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like going into a pool and cutting through it like a freighter.
Yeah. You know? I mean,
she's in the shallow end and she's just cutting through the water like some kind of oil tanker.
Yeah, I mean, you can force a monkey to ride a bicycle, but it'll never be natural. No.
That's her natural state right there.
Yeah, that's who she is.
Yep.
That's
a little humpbacked and flab-armed.
And I predict that's who she will be again in less than 2.5 years.
Oh, that'll be come right back on. The picture of her with skinny looks like she's starving herself to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it shows up in the face.
Yep. And every morning she wakes up, she's thinking mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's denying that want. She's thinking a Cinnabon.
Yeah, and she's on an internet message board asking if it's weird that she craves frozen Salisbury steaks for breakfast.
She'll be back eating them. She'll get that frozen tall pack that you just take a few off and put it in.
And then she'll be surprised when the guy that she's with is like, you don't treat me like you used to.
Yeah, well, take a look at it. Sorry.
Don't worry about it, Stan. It's happened to all of us at one time or another.
What's that?
Having a broad that advertises herself as being skinny, and then they get a little too comfortable. Rob, you care to chime in?
Nope.
We covered this earlier on Stan's local beat, but I would not want to deprive the news audience of this story because it's right here in Fort Myer, Florida.
Yeah.
23-year-old France Beldoran works as what doctors call a sitter.
Yeah.
His job is to sit in hospital rooms and watch people sleep to make sure they don't die. Or that used to be his job. He probably disqualified now because on Tuesday, France was arrested after he was caught sucking on an elderly patient's toes as they slept.
Everybody's got a kink.
They woke up around 11 p.m. Monday, and France was down on his knees with their foot in his mouth.
Looking for his cell phone, Haney.
It doesn't say if the victim was male or female, but they yanked their foot away. Then France jumped up and went back to the chair and acted like nothing happened. Hospital called the cops, and he was arrested the next morning. He's facing charges for battery on a person 65 years or older. You want to put a 65-year-old foot in your mouth.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, because Rob talked about it, we talked about it, you just did the news story about it, Dave and Chuck did it, and the local TV news covered this thing like mad, and everybody that has seen the full report, and I've got numerous texts, kind of believe them.
Believe what?
And it was he was looking for his cell phone, and it wasn't all of what it was appeared to be, and that there I've received numerous texts today of people that have seen the report saying, you know what? It sounds like it possibly could have happened that way. I don't buy it.
You say that because you're a normal person.
Yeah.
You don't have a foot kink.
Yep. Everybody's got a kink. Is the foot.
And because it's so repulsive to most of us.
Yep.
Well, of course he wouldn't be doing that.
Right.
But Stan has seen too much, and he's educated me that people are just sick.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. Yeah, I mean, you'd hope it wouldn't be true.
You'd hope. But this stuff goes
Stan on. Stan has assured me that people are capable of more than you would
they
ever
are.
Think.
You live your life going to work and taking care of the kids and watching TV at night, maybe going out to dinner,
but
maybe playing your video games, maybe going and watching a ball game. There is an underbelly.
Things going on in the darkness.
Oh, and sometimes in the broad daylight.
Or under fluorescent bulbs.
Yep, that you don't want to know about.
I don't.
Nope.
You know, many times on this program, we talk about a certain type of woman, a common type of woman. They make it into their 30s without ever hearing the word no.
Oh, yeah. From the time they were a cute little girl in high school and college and, you know, being the life of the party. They're not used to the word no. Tell one of them, tell Miss Great Britain no. Watch her go and lose her mind. Yet when she puts the weight back on, she's more accepting of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a 33-year-old woman. Her name is Brittany with an I.
Yeah, of course.
Her name is Brittany Felton. She calls Flint, Michigan home.
I feel sorry for her.
And earlier this month, our Brittany went through the Taco Bell drive-thru at approximately 2 a.m.
I'm
looking at her. She's been told no a lot.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
Why don't you try it?
No. Oh, yeah. I think what happens, women react to different things of being told no. And I think you're right on that.
You go right now.
If I tell
try
her,
it.
If I tell her no, I'm going to wind up in a zipper bag.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Brittany's at the Taco Bell drive-thru around 2 a.m., everything's fine.
Yeah.
Until employees at the Taco Bell drive-thru had the nerve.
The
unmitigated gall. To get Brittany's order wrong. Ugh. Suffice it to say, Brittany was beyond upset over not getting what she ordered at the Taco Bell drive-thru at 2 a.m. So she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
Oh, jeez. She took out her purple handgun and fired a round into the building. That's what you call an attention getter.
Yep.
The county prosecutor was quite eloquent when he said, quote, apparently, she wanted her tacos or her chalupas or what have you.
Gordita.
Fortunately, no one was hurt, but the police tracked her down. She was arrested on two felony counts, assault with intent to murder, and firearm usage, and they're throwing the book at her. She's facing a max sentence of life in prison.
Ooh. You know, you look at her, though, she's the kind that carries a razor blade in her mouth.
Yeah, well, she'll be running the prison.
Yes, she will!
And that's the news for today, Thursday, February 27th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you, Haney. Thank you, Rob.
I especially want to thank you for correcting me on my misplaced childish faith in humanity.
Right. I knew I'd get through to you. We'll be back. Yeah.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. We're desperately late. Let's get one final look at traffic for your drive home. All right, one thing on the board. It's in Estero. It's a crash. Corkscrew Road and River Ranch Road. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
You guys are like a good-looking couple. Man, I can't tell which one of you is prettier. You're like really nauseating. You know, every night they're like, you're beautiful. No, you're beautiful. Into the mirror. See, that's what's great about you two there, because she's like way out of your league. You guys like engaged or anything? Dude, you're married? Yeah, good call, man. I had to lock that down before she sobered up. Been together a long time, you know, because like my best friend's in a new relationship. You can't do anything with friends. So like young love, you know, tonight before they came, they spent half an hour going, what do you want to do? I don't care. What do you want to do? I don't care as long as I'm with you. Check back in a couple years, like, as long as I'm with you, my night's shot. I always tell people marry young. Look, odds are you're going to blow it, right? Get that first one out of the way.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show.
We're at the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this laughter. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Boy, I'd really like a steak tonight. What are you cooking?
Chicken!
Damn it! Had me all excited there for a second.
You know, you and I discussed this off the air a couple of days ago. As the father of a young lady, you have many responsibilities, but I think we can all agree, job one, keep her off the pole.
Yep, and don't embarrass daddy.
And it can happen to anybody, and I was shocked to see that Steven Spielberg's adopted daughter is doing hardcore porn.
She's in the porn, and he can't stop her. That's embarrassing, daddy.
Indeed. Well, there is an upside for the ladies, I guess. And with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
best things about being a stripper.
Top best things about being a stripper.
Every day is Casual Friday.
Clean up and make dinner? Yep, that'd be nice.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Clean up and make dinner? Yep, that's it.
You never get called in to see human resources. Your coworkers are always supportive, solid, stable women with zero emotional issues.
You're a lying dog faced pony soldier.
Yep. You're right there, Uncle Joe. Right on.
Is it wrong that I feel bad for him?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Because he is a likable guy.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Well, if you're saying that, I'm worried about you.
Well, I think he's being truthful.
Yes.
Now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
You're a lying dog-faced pony.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Well, when you lose your looks, you could always try and become a firefighter from all your experience sliding on that pole.
Right on.
Lift the ceiling.
Nobody ever asks what you're doing for the weekend because they know it's cocaine. You can deduct glitter from your taxes.
I think you can.
It's nice to be able to take your pet to work with you. You know, the goldfish you got in the heel of your shoe.
I don't think I've seen that in 30 years.
But you've seen it.
I've seen it.
Garter indentations on your thighs make for great conversation starters.
It's me, Sharika.
Being compensated monetarily to listen to boring, lonely men talk about their sad, bitter lives is better than the women who have to do it for free.
It's me, Sharika.
It's me, Sharika.
Hey, Sharika.
It's me, Sharika.
Hey, girl.
Getting on your hands and knees in a thong to pick a dollar bill off a filthy stage is still less humiliating than watching Adam Schiff kiss Nancy Pelosi's ass.
You guys think you're funny.
Oh, you.
There you are.
You.
There you are.
You jackass.
You think this is funny?
Why don't you talk to me like an adult, please?
Can you speak like an adult, please, and tell me what situation you're having?
You'll save a ton of money not buying Father's Day gifts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And finally, the very top best thing about being a stripper.
Yes.
No one will ever understand the deep lyrical meaning of Warren's Cherry Pie quite like you do.
That's true.
And that, my friend, is the... Thank you.
Thank you, Haney. Thank you, Elvis announcer.
Thank you.
Email.
Thank you, Joe.
Ahoy.
Thank you, adult lady.
Yeah, thank you, adult lady.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
You know what? I'm not going to take the bait. I'd like to invite you down later for some moose soup.
You guys are doing good. Come down later for moose soup.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.